If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1378. Exercise as Stress Relief, part 2. By Holly Jackson with EllieMcGinnis.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Thursday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1377. But if you're all caught up, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short so we can jump right into part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Exercise as Stress Relief, part 2 by Holly Jackson with EllieMcGinnis.com. Some simple daily activities to relieve stress. Gardening. Being a form of physical activity, gardening helps to reduce cortisol levels and can therefore be considered as a type of exercise to reduce stress. But that's not all. Soil contains Mycobacterium vacciae, a type of microbe which increases human serotonin levels when inhaled or ingested. Harvesting fruits and vegetables also causes the brain to release dopamine, making you even happier. Growing fresh, homegrown fruit and vegetables and inhaling the air while digging can therefore be hugely beneficial to reducing stress levels. Cleaning. Cleaning is a great form of exercise. On average, a 150-pound person, or around 68 kilos, will burn up to 200 calories while cleaning. With this comes all the associated benefits of exercise, namely, endorphins are released, and you become more fit. However, there is a complex relationship between cleaning and stress. On the one hand, both men and women show higher levels of cortisol after doing housework, but living in a cluttered home also leads to higher levels of cortisol. So, how best to combat this? Mindfulness practice could well be the answer. Mindfulness. Researchers from Florida State University published a study on the effects of doing informal mindfulness practice while washing the dishes. The group that practiced mindfulness reported greater positive affect, decreases in negative affect, and increased awareness. Part of the mindfulness meditation focused on the following saying by Thich Nhat Hanh, a Buddhist poet, spiritual leader, and one of the founders of the mindfulness movement. Quote, "While washing the dishes, one should only be washing the dishes. The fact that I am standing here and washing is a wondrous reality. I'm being completely myself, following my breath, conscious of my presence and conscious of my thoughts and actions." End quote. So the next time you need to wash the dishes, don't bring your baggage to the sink. Instead, try some mindfulness practice and turn your chores into a free therapy session. Walking. A study by Hunter and colleagues back in 2019 found that just 20 minutes of walking in nature was enough to greatly reduce cortisol levels, and that levels dropped further when the walk was increased to 30 minutes. Another study from 2015 has shown that regular walking helps to reduce rumination and may assist with preventing depression on account of providing positive distractions from stressful situations and thoughts. So, next time you're feeling stressed, why not head outside and walk it out of your system? Note from Ellie. Alternatively, you could opt for another type of gentle aerobic exercise, like swimming, dancing, or cycling, to help clear your mind. Meditation. Meditation is a well-known technique that reduces stress, depression, and anxiety. It has been practiced for thousands of years, and there are many aspects to meditation that may be helpful for stress reduction. Studies especially highlight the effects of mindfulness and yogic breathing. Breathing exercises encourage the parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, which suppresses the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. You may choose to use a basic breathing exercise or combine your breathing exercises with a yoga flow. Whether you're looking for a deep body relaxation or a mental declutter, there will almost certainly be a meditation routine that works for you. It's a great option if you're looking for stress relief exercises at home. Note from Ellie. If you're looking for the best exercise for stress, there are several options that focus on the parasympathetic nervous system. Among these are restorative or yin yoga, tai chi, and qigong. Also, exercise releases endorphins, and you're likely to especially feel the effects of this if you're doing something you enjoy. So as well as relaxing forms of exercise, consider what types of exercise you think are the most fun. Fun exercise can also be very effective. Hobbies. From reading, to knitting, to coloring, to gaming, a range of leisure activities can help to lower your stress levels. Too often, we don't take time for ourselves. So, learn something new, or indulge in a hobby you haven't done for a while. Your body will thank you for it. Stress is one of those things that accumulates. So whenever you start to feel the tension build up, take the time to do something you love. Take a breather and clear your mind. It can help you to recharge your batteries and ensure you're keeping a positive, productive state of mental well-being. You just listened to part two of the post titled Exercise as Stress Relief by Holly Jackson with EllieMcGinnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Holly mentioned that our perspective of a situation can change how the body responds to that situation. Okay, that wasn't confusing or anything. Let's try that again. Maybe I should just quote Holly, in fact, to make it easier. She said, you're likely to especially feel the effects of good-feeling hormones like endorphins if you're doing something you enjoy. What you enjoy, though, might be very different from what I like doing. It's all about perspective. So with that in mind, what if we could turn something that we don't normally like into something we actually like? For example, Holly mentioned how most people have a love-hate relationship with cleaning. I am the same way. I love the end result of cleaning, meaning how the house looks and smells so fresh, and that feeling of a job well done afterward, I'm sure releases endorphins, but I don't like the actual process of getting out the cleaning supplies, moving the furniture to get that deep clean, vacuuming the couch and those hard-to-reach places, mopping the floors, and on and on. But to make it more enjoyable, I listen to one of the books in my audiobook library. Or, around the holidays, I'll listen to some Christmas music. So now, by incorporating things that I do like with something that I may not like all that much in the beginning, is a lot more enjoyable. And as a result, I will hopefully get even more of those wonderful, good-feeling hormones in my brain, which in turn will lower my stress levels. And then I still get to bask in the glow of having a clean home afterwards. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where your optimal life awaits.